Christmas. Christmas is all about God's light coming into a dark world. A world darkened by sin, a world darkened by death, a world darkened by loss. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2 says, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned." God's intent from the beginning was for us to have a relationship with Him. That's why He created Adam and Eve and put them in the garden. And when they rebelled, that rebellion passed on to all of us. So when we were born into this world, we were born into a world of darkness. And we need God's light. So when Jesus came, He came to bring the light of life into the world. And as we know, that light came first in a manger. But it started with Magi coming and finding that manger. And there were a lot of different people and a lot of different ways they responded to Jesus when He first came. You have Herod, first of all. Herod was the king who would do anything he had to hold on to power. Herod the Great was so threatened by a newborn, he lashed out in rage to try to kill him. When Jesus comes, some people don't want anything to do with Him. They want to push Him away. They want to do away with Him because they would rather live life on their own terms. Then we have the chief priests and the Pharisees, the scribes, the religious leaders of Jesus' own people. The only ones who knew exactly where to find Jesus. Because when Herod asked, they said, "Oh, He's going to be born in Bethlehem." But they couldn't be bothered to go and even look for Him, to find Him. They weren't interested. He came to His own people, Israel, and His own people rejected Him. To this day, they do not see Him as their Messiah, but God in His grace will one day help them come to know Him in a personal way. He also came to the lowliest of the society at the time, the shepherds. The shepherds were the people that they didn't want to mix in proper society. But when the angel came and gave them the announcement that this Messiah had been born, that the baby, this promised son of David, and they would find Him in a manger, they left what they were doing and they found Him. And what did they do when they got there? They worshiped Him. The only ones in all the story who came actually seeking for this promised king were the Magi. Magi were not related to Israel in any way, but they saw a star. They were guided by a light that brought them to the place where this baby was to be born. Matthew 2 says it this way: "Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is He who has been born King of the Jews? We saw His star when it rose and have come to worship Him.'" The Magi were students of the stars. They were not astrologers, they were astronomers. And they paid attention to the movements in the stars because they believed that God had messages for people in the stars. Unlike King Herod, unlike the chief priests and scribes, and unlike all the people of Jerusalem, once they saw that star, they followed that star because they understood somehow that a prophecy had been made by a man named Hosea 1,300 years prior about this star rising. And it caused them to make an 800 to 1,000 mile trek to a small little town named Bethlehem. Bethlehem means house of bread. Anybody ever go to Hot Coffee, Texas? When I used to drive back and forth when Connie and I were engaged, and I was living in Texas and she was up here in Colorado, I used to drive a back and forth. And I always would stop at Hot Coffee Texas. Hot Coffee Texas is just a truck stop. And you know what they have there? Hot coffee. Bethlehem, I mean, it stands out because there was a prophecy made about Bethlehem, but Bethlehem was really small. It was not a major city. But it was where the Messiah was going to be, and the Magi didn't care. They would have gone anywhere. They would have done anything. They took this trip at their own expense so that they could come and worship this king. After a short visit with Herod, they learned where they would find this new king. And the Matthew 2 continues on, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and they worshipped him. When it says there that they fell down, the language in the original is that they were just so in awe, they actually fell down. Because the reality is, when we come into God's presence, we're not going to argue about the things that we didn't like in life and put God on trial for all the things that we thought he didn't do right. We're going to fall down, and we're going to stay down, because God is worthy of our worship. Because the very next thing they did was, it says, they fell down and they worshiped him. And then it says they opened their treasures and they offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Many were invited 2,000 years ago, but only those who responded to his invitation discovered Jesus. Many are invited in 2023, but only those who respond to his invitation will discover Jesus. Not a mere historical figure, but God, who took on flesh, a babe in a manger, a baby that the shepherds worshipped. And some 2 years later, the Magi came to the house that Joseph and Mary were living in with Jesus, and they worshipped him. The king who came, as Mark 10:45 says, not to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. His star shone brightly in the sky, leading the way for the Magi. Tonight, we remember that star as our candles will illuminate the manger. In a little while, everyone's going to have an opportunity to come down the sides and get a candle, and we'll put it on the manger here. And what that does is that kind of symbolizes for us the light that Jesus first shone. Because if we were to turn all the lights out and blow all the candles out and do all that, when we saw just this one light, wouldn't put out a lot of light, would it? But at the end of the service, after we put all our candles up here and we sing together a couple of songs, we will see just how impactful one light added to another light can be. See, Jesus came to give us light so that we could then share that light with others, so that the world can be lit up with the light of life that is in Christ. That's what Christmas is all about. God in the flesh came to the earth with an invitation for you, and for you, and for you, and for me. An invitation to come to him. He says in Matthew 11, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find a rest for your souls. Anybody here need rest? For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. We're here tonight to come and worship God in the manger. So, we're going to take that time. We're going to invite you to stand. And we're going to invite you to file onto the sides. and then to come up and get your candle and light it. We'll have a team of people that will come be up here to get that candle from you and put it on the manger, and then file back to your seats. Go up the center aisle, and you'll be able to go back to your seat easily. And then we will spend some time worshiping him together from the light of the manger. Let's pray together. Jesus, thank you for willingly coming to this earth, for setting aside all your glory as God, taking on flesh, being born as a baby, going through all the things that any normal human baby would go through, experiencing life so that you can relate to us and understand more where we come from. Thank you for doing that for us. Thank you for the sacrifice you made for us as well, some 33 years later. We love you, and we pray that as we light each of our candles, it would remind us of the light that you give to us and that you want to give to us if we don't already have relationship with you. May this evening draw us closer to you. In Jesus' name.